And you're listening to Stages. Well, Australia Day is back after 5 years. 5 years ago, Jonathan Biggins wrote their play, and it's previewing at the moment and opens tomorrow evening at the New Theatre. And we have on the line Louise Fisher, the Artistic Director of the New Theatre and the Director of this production, to have a chat with us about it. Welcome to Stages, Louise.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
Hi, good. So, a return season, and I wonder how it's changed since the initial writing of this play. But before we get into that, let's set the scene for the listeners if they don't know the production. Yeah.
Picture a small country town, and there's a committee planning what to do for the upcoming Australia Day. And there are quite a disparate mob, some people that are traditional, some people that are bringing new ideas, and of course it's a crucible for, shall we say, a number of interesting bits of conflict and humour.
Oh, definitely humour with Jonathan Biggins as the writer, the farce and the play of such a hot topic, in fact. Well, a controversial topic in so many different ways. And so what is at odds here? Is it about the day? Is it about the way that we celebrate? I mean, and how does it paint Australia?
I think it is. It kind of holds up a mirror, good, bad, and ugly, to or the bloody awful, shall we say, to us as Australians. And perversely, I think it shows the best and the worst of us in some ways. But it also, to me, it's not just a one-dimensional thing of one character who might be a semi-misogynist, seemingly racist person. It doesn't paint... on the surface, you might think it's that one-dimensional depiction, but dig deeper and you understand that everybody's got their fears and their tribes. There's one of the characters at one time talks about tribes and says that, you know, the old-school tribe are spooked. And, you know, you have to kind of maybe look at racism and fight it day by day in different ways. And so it does raise those issues. And for me, it's quite pertinent because, you know, I grew up in a relatively, a medium-sized town. And people in the play remind me of people I grew up with.
Yes.
Or older people, generational and things like that. You know, the members of the CWA, the guy that doesn't want things to change and wants Australians to be Australians, you know, local pool rules. Mm. And I was really mindful of not making it something that was just satire and on the surface, because I don't want to take the piss out of the people I grew up with.
Mm.
I want to take the piss out of them with them, but not totally at them. Does that make sense?
Yes, because it can be seen that, you know, there's us in the city and then there's all of those, you know, small-minded, small-town Australians. Do you want to steer clear of that?
I wanted to sort of, it's warts and all. So yes, there are problems and yes, people have their preconceived notions, but so do city folk.
Mm.
And so I wanted to kind of just make it more truthful and honest, but there's got to be a level of respect on all sides of the argument, or otherwise we become what we despise.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned racism. There's also climate change comments. What other sort of themes, and what do you think is sort of all of those deeper sort of levels that are bubbling under the surface?
Well, and I think it's a little bit about power and absolute power corrupting, you know.
There is
that issue. Like, you know, you've got the Greens, you've got the Liberal Party. There's an interesting thing that no one's going for the Nationals, but that's another story. So set against this sort of that textural backdrop, you've now got which I don't want to give too much of the plot away, but now you've got a situation of a quest for what choices do you make to do what you think you're doing the right thing. So how many dubious moral choices do you make in the name of what you think is, in the big picture, the right thing for
ethical,
the community and the nation? And it is that thing. There's ethically a lot of grey areas in this play.
Contradictions. Do you think it's changed much? I mean, I was trying to remember, in fact, because I did see the original production, whether this is before the real rise in the change of the date. Does that come up in there?
We've changed a few things.
I think we've
just added a few little comments to that reference.
Mm.
To be honest, the play sort of, unfortunately, with some of our political practices and attitudes, the play didn't need a lot of updating to be still relevant.
Yeah, sadly. Is that what you mean? Yeah.
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 But yeah, they, you know, I've got some such a beautiful cast that are delving and dealing with, you know, the whole levels of the characters and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't, what I like about it is I don't find anyone's an absolute baddie or an absolute goodie. It doesn't work that way. They're just human.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making choices to stay, to survive in a difficult environment financially and culturally.
Mm. Is there a flag on stage?
Sorry?
A flag.
I'm not going to say a word.
You have to come and see the flag, the set. No. Let's have a chat about the set and the cast, a wonderful lineup you have.
I was blessed. It was just, they kind of fell into place. Like, you know, the ducks all came over in a row and I was blessed with them all.
Yeah. So you've added a few kind of lines to update it. Have you made any reduction or, you know, changes to it to cut it? And has there been consultation with the Jonathan in the process of this?
No. It's like he suggested some of them. So we just had a chat because I went to uni. Like, we go back to, I was 21 or something like that in third year uni. So, so did a few plays over at New South Wales Uni all those years ago.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there was, look, really, anything, structurally, I didn't have to change anything. It's a play that stands by itself. And it's like any change, you just alter the things that are going to be more relevant if they need to be, but you don't have to sit there with a big blowtorch and do anything because it's a brilliant play and I fell in love with it as is.
Mm. So how do you come to make decisions on the plays that you're putting on there at the new theatre? You obviously, as the artistic director, chose this and wanted to take it on. Is it a people send in plays or do they, you know, as a director come in? Like, what is the process in deciding what plays you're putting on and a little bit of a taste for next year?
Well, we have probably, we read at least 100 plays, and when I approach directors and they approach me, we take that on board as well. And it's sort of very complex because you've got to look at whether you feel that it's got a relevance, whether it's got, you know, a heart or something, that a message or entertainment, whether it's also going to sell. That's, you know, we don't have any other funding. I don't have a safety net when programming. So
which is always remarkable because often there is a massive cast, which is, I think, is just one of the you know, you're one of the only theatres that does that, you know, and then so many people doing it, you know, off their own backs. Go ahead, sorry. I just think it's great. Yes. It's really terrific. But,
and also I've got, like, we focus very much on plays with strong roles for women and strong, I'm passionate about the next generation. So maybe Australia Day's got a few old farts. We've got one lovely young actor, like Nguyen. But, you know, we did Consensual this year. So I'm very passionate about, you know, making sure, I mean, we were getting it right with women and women directors before there was the outcry, you know what I mean? We we've had 4 in a row artistic directors that are female.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that I'm very passionate about youth and trying to get the colourblind casting and multicultural. I mean, sometimes it's just getting the rights for the play. There might be a play that I really want to do, but it's not available.
Yeah.
You know, we have to sit there and kind of, like, you know. But so it's a very complex mix of getting all of those things in place. And then it's a bit like looking at an artwork. It's standing back and saying, does that hang together? So sometimes I'll sort of, there'll be a really terrific play, but because there's another one that's very similar or mixing, I'll go, like, we have to hold that over to the next year.
Yeah.
So that we get that sort of sense. And there's no kind of university degree that prepares you for that. It's sort of just looking at it and going, like, it works or it doesn't.
Yeah. Terrific. Well, Louise Fisher, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
The director and artistic director of New Theatre's latest production, Australia Day, written by Jonathan Biggins, with a wonderful cast. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of Monsieur Camembert. They're playing on Saturday evening at Camelot Lounge, of course. And I've been Regina Botros. Stick with us. Roderick Chambers and Chris Johnson will be in to take you through the next little while.